It's starting, right? Okay.
Guys, I want to just ask a brief question, a show of hands. How many of you guys are either going home for Pesach to spend Pesach with your family, or at least your parents, your family are coming here to spend Pesach and you'll be joining them? Hi. How many not? You're going to be small, you mean small. 2, 4, 5. About a million of guys, a little bit more than a million of guys. So predominantly, my message is to the guys that will be spending Pesach with their parents, with their family. Okay? And it's a message perhaps for Fein Hazmanim, but specifically for your interaction with your parents. Sefer Shmot the second half deals with the construction of the Mishkan. How to construct it, more or less the details, its construction, and finally it's finished. Like it keeps on stuttering, repeating itself. Tell me something. Who gets credit for the construction of the Mishkan? Who played, had an impact, an inroad, a role in it?
Bezalel.
Who? Bezalel. Okay, and his cohorts, I assume, and his posse. Okay, like Tanto. Okay, and Kimo Sabi. I don't even know what that is, guys. Kimo Sabi, fine. It's your grandparents. Okay. Bezalel. Who else?
Okay.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got the tzibut, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bezalel becomes the artisan, the constructor, Chacham Lev. He's bright, he's artistic, he's devoted, he has insight. Who else?
Aaron.
As far as I remember, Aaron is not mentioned. Okay? I don't hear. Who?
Aliyah,
this assistant. Okay, but Salalen is... And Tanto. Okay? Hashem. Good. Anybody else? What about Klal Yisrael? The Jewish people. They? I'm sorry?
They provide all the stuff.
I can't understand before. Lo Medin Shmiya.
They provided
the
stuff.
They donated. They made all the donations. Okay? They donated everything that was needed for the construction. If you'll bother to put your Sefer Vayikra on the side for a while and move back to Parsha Pekudei, the end of Sefer Shmot, you'll find at least two interesting psukim that give all the credit to Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk number one. Vayar Moshe. Oh. Finish them all of the begadim and everything. Kichol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Kain asu. Nu. Tanto. Bezalel. No. Kain asu b'nei Yisrael et kol avodah. Full credit to b'nei Yisrael. And that pasuk appears again. I wrote it down here. Okay. Vateichel kol avodat mishkan el moed. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kechol asher tzivat Hashem et Moshe kain asu. A pasuk a little bit later. Kechol asher tzivat Hashem et Moshe. Kein asu b'nei Yisrael kol davar, vayar Moshe kol hamelacha, Bnei Yasu Ota, they did it. The guys that made the donation, they get all the credit. Ramosh Rabbeinu, the teacher, the director. What about Bezalel with Eliyav and everybody else that helped him? We see from the Parshiot all that Bezalel did. Yet when it comes to the Shulach Ona, the last line, the bottom of the page, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving credit to Kol B'nai Yisrael. They are to be rewarded. Moshe gets the commandments. B'nai Yisrael donated all the material. The Tzal is assistant to all of the work. The artists, the artisans. And Klal Yisrael gets the credit. My dear friends, Talmidim, Kindler, your parents send their jewels, I don't want to say family jewels, sell their jewels. I hope that's not on the thing. That's one thing. Hey, wait a second. Is it on this thing? Yeah, it's recording. Okay. Send their jewels to Eric. To Eric, just good. He figured it out finally. Send the children, their jewel, to Eric Yisrael for a year. They pay tuition plus a million and other things. They missed a little kindler. Their children. They worry about them. It was a year, 7 months that you guys went through, to worry where you go, where you don't go, what might liable to happen. And they worry. But you're here. Tuition, money, worry about and send you back and so on and so on. Okay. What did Bnei Yisrael want? Let's go back to the Mishkan. What did they want? They wanted to be able to have that the Shekhinah should be amongst them. The Shekhinah should be with Klal Yisrael. How do you do that? You follow Moshe's directive. Bezalel builds. You donate all of the material, Klal Yisrael, and you'll be zoche finally that the Shekhinah shall be amongst you. And that's what the parents want. They want to feel that you spent their time, they're worrying, they're sleepless nights, they're missing you, and so on and so forth, that you have created a bilvavi in your hearts, Mishkan Evne. I build a Mishkan. And they want a kvel. How are they going to get that? I'm being very simple. How many of you guys, I know the Russians Shir learned it. How many of you guys did Kibbutz Avim in the last? Just the Rosh Hashiva Shir? Bikiyas. I'm going to digress for a second. There's two mitzvot, two aspects to Kibbutz Avim. There's Yira. People call it fear. Let's say with the word awe. And then there's Kibbutz Avim. Chaim Mikayim Yira. Anybody know? Isha Vivim Yotiro. I'm sorry, loud.
They don't.
It's a bunch of don'ts. It's negative. Don't. What is the don'ts? Don't sit in a seat. Okay, what? Don't criticize them. I'm sorry, loud. I'm totally deaf. What?
Don't contradict them.
Don't contradict them. Don't disrespect. You come to shul. You're going to come to the first day yontif. You're going to sit in shul. You're not going to sit in your father's seat. You don't want to sit with him. He's going to talk about the elections, about Trump and Obama and Hillary. And who else it might be by that time. Okay? What do you want to do? You want to sit with your friends. How do your parents know when they have a disagreement? Either amongst themselves. Nothing. Not a personal argument, but you know, something. Knowledge. That you, as we say in old English, you dummy up. Is that because of don't? Of Hira? I don't know nothing. What do I know? I'm not mixing in. So they don't know really what Hira is, your parents. Especially you and God. Good sample. Not related. Good. Good. At least you say you spent the night and enjoyed it. Not so much the entertainment, but the dinner was great. Kibbutz is something else. Kibbutz, what is example of kibbutz? First of all, general kibbutz is do. Not don't. Do. What do I do?
Get water for them.
Get water. Just water. What about single malt?
Set up for them.
What?
Stand up for them.
Stand up for them. Okay. Feed them, drink them, walk them in and out of the house, help them, so on and so forth. I'm sorry?
Put your hand down so they can walk on your feet.
Yes, let's not exaggerate. That was the one that you want to get to talk some tales, they'll put your story in there with you. They're also fine, don't they? I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what you saw, those examples. Okay, fine. What do we really mean? Respect that becomes obvious to them. Your parents went through everything. Your parents signifies Klal Yisrael what they donated for the building of the Mishkan. Each and every one of you are a Mishkan. Don't get off the plane. After 7 months of all they paid and suffered and worried and did, and act as if you never got on the plane 7 months ago. When I was a kid your age, about 150 years ago, I spent a year in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I spent in a yeshiva called Kfar Hasidim. It's not... Where's the Rebbe? It is the epitome, Kfar Hasidim is the epitome of a Litvish yeshiva. Rebbe Yelopian Zichron Levracha was the mashgiach. Rebbe Mishkovsky was the Rosh Yeshiva. It's as Litvish as could be. Okay, the Kfar, the village, which is near Haifa, Kiryat Atta, is called Kfar Hasidim. Many years ago, I come back from Eretz Yisrael. My father picks me up at the airport. Nobody flows.
The dock.
At the dock. Okay. Okay, at the dock. Okay, the first Shabbos, we're in the house. I said, Daddy, I'd like to sing a niggun. Okay, sing the niggun. It's a niggun you all know, but I just don't remember this moment. Having the senior moment, I just don't remember it. That'll come to me, okay? In about 10 seconds now, when you're not thinking about it. I finished singing niggun. And my father, you guys don't understand what it is. I mean, I had a loving father, but he was a cold Litvak. Cold Litvak. And he could give you a bagrov. Who knows what a bagrov means? No? Could bury you with one word.
In Israel, they call it Azbain. You'll figure out how many years ago this book was. My father said, and for this I spent $2,500. Meaning, for this I sent you to Israel for a year to learn. You should come back with a niggin. I haven't forgotten. Might have been right, but it still hurt me. Guys, you get off the plane, you come home. You have to continue the life as if it is the yeshiva, whether it's minyan, opening up a sefer, and learning, doing chesed. Kibbutz of the aim. I sent my son to Eretz Yisrael, my jewel, my rough diamond, and he's polished. It was an investment. It was worthwhile. It'll mean I could readily say to him, spend another year in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? You grew, you steiged. You built a mishkan in yourself. Not that you're going to waste 1 year and you're wasting another. And the proof is because as soon as I get off the boat, the plane, I'm back to where I was before. Step one. Back to go. Do it. They deserve it. No question about it. Tell them the kid, the baby, the child, the lazy, the self-centered, the irresponsible, the uncaring child that you all know that you were. Except for you. You were the tzaddik. That's the opposite of Jackie Mason, right? That you all know what you are, and you all know that the 7 months so far, from the Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what that you became is something totally different. But it's not temporal. It's permanent. Because if it was temporal, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of their money, a waste of their worrying, and so on and so forth. A waste of your college education. Minyan, going to shul, getting your Shabbos morning, at the beginning of davening, sitting and davening, and your father look around. Oy, what nachas. He's even better than his parents, than me. Something has grown. Something has happened. You know, a yeshiva makes a dinner fundraising, annual dinner. And we sit around and we start asking, who should be the guest of honor? Who should get all the credit? A shul has an annual dinner. My father's days was called the man of the year. Who's the man of the year? Guy dead. It's President of Shul, Jerry, who doesn't know what side you read Hebrew from. Okay? Who schmoozes the whole davening? Whose big accomplishments is he makes sure that the janitor ordered enough egg rolls for the Kiddush Club. And that the scotch is watered down to save the shul a little money. And we all sit around and we say, you know, why should we honor the rabbi? How much work he's done, what's he accomplished, what he's done, this and that. And the answer is no. The rabbi did it because he understands, because he knows. Because he's crazy enough to think that I'm going to be doing a life of outreach and working on people. But Bezalel is the artist. That's his chush. That's his essence. But when I give kesef azav and a choshet, when I donate it,
I want to see a bang for my buck. I want to see something happening. So maybe I should be honored. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Rechinami. Klal Yisrael's honored. They get the credit. Your parents get the credit. Not us, the Moshe Rabbeinus that are teaching you, instilling in you Avos Torah, and Midas, and Frumkeit, or whatever it might be. And a love for Eretz Yisrael. And how to understand to read a Rambam. And not you. Have worked hard, have developed from close to a zero to something very nice. Your parents. They deserve the reward. Klal Yisrael, for what you did. Parents, for what you did. And I can't just say, like many of us are used to saying, you know, parents, I'd like to thank Daddy and Mommy, I'd like Abba and Ima, whatever it might be. Tati. I'd like, Tati, I'd like to thank you very much for what you did. Because I had a great time. Keep your thank yous. The words are cheap. Show your thank you. Show your thank yous by Kibbutz Aveim and the Mishkan that you built within your hearts. That the yeshiva helped you build and you worked on it, but they gave the most. And they deserve it. They'll get the nachas, they'll kvel, and you'll love every moment of it, and you will be proud of it. I'm not the same thing that I was when I came or left you at Kennedy or Newark in September. I'm a different person totally, and that's what I'll be. I want to wish you all Yishav HaKosh V'Sameach. Enjoy your Yontif, and come back to be able to build Mechayel El Chayim on that strength. You're not back to zero, go directly to go. You're way into the game, and you know where to go. Zay Gesund, guys. How do I shut the thing off? How do I shut it off?
I don't know.
Who knows how to shut this thing off?
I don't know how to follow that act, but...
Could sing a dance.
Yeah. Sing
a dance. What was the negative?
What was the negative?
Lifisha.
What was the negative?